tell you what we
do. Imagine we recorded it the whole time with the metronome on.
Okay, hi everybody. Episode 3, I'm passing away. Me and Samara are in LA, and we are with Taylor.
Hello.
And Lindley, who's in the other room. Lindley, where'd you go?
She can hear
me. She runs in with a bong and a lot of weed.
Quote. Hello. Unquote.
So yeah, we don't really have a topic for this one, but
what are you doing with your fingers right now?
Oh, I'm doing air quotes because I said a lot of weed. Oh. But it's like, it's not a lot of weed. Anything that's more than one nug is like a lot of weed to me, and it like makes me really terrified.
Oh, it's legal.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's legal. It's okay.
Dude, I smoked my bong in the front patio.
I smoked my bong are, like, in the front patio in the back.
That's legal.
You like blow the smoke into the children's properties.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up, guys?
A school bus passes by and the cloud just goes in.
All the kids are like.
I mean, like, I feel like all the kids here probably have the horny CBD pen from Dosis anyway.
We can still go get it.
There's still time.
I need to buy weed. I need to go to the dispensary.
Oh, are we going to do that?
There's a dispensary literally right down the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's convenient.
I just get it delivered.
Oh, use weed maps. Does that deliver? Weed maps?
I postmates all my weed and weed accessories.
You're saying that like it's a
joke? I postmated a vibrator like a couple weeks ago.
I feel like that's a normal thing now.
Pleasure Chest?
Is that an app or are you just like?
No. It's the
Oh, like on Postmates.
Yeah, that's a really funny thing.
They have like a bondage kit and like everything on there.
Okay, so we have this like service.
You're really horny, but you're really lazy.
Literally exactly what happened. I was like, I haven't masturbated in 2 years, and I need.
And I'm not leaving the house to go do it.
Yeah. I'm not masturbating in public.
So we have this service in Tempe. I think it's in other places too, but it's called GoPuff. And it's like a college convenience store that like delivers, I guess. But they have like bondage kits and they have like CBD lube. And they have
snacks.
It is just snacks. But if you scroll down past the chips and ice cream, you start seeing like bondage kits.
I got the munchies. But also bondage.
The funniest thing is that you can like, it's like one of those apps where like you can.
What if like a guy's like tying you up and he has like a bag of plays?
I'm trying to get tied up and fed Cheetos.
Wait, I'm kind of into that. Like a guy ties me up and I just watch him eat chips. Well, I can't. I'm restrained.
But I can't eat the chips.
The funniest thing, I can't eat the chips. The app, you can like, it's one of those where you can like overdraft your account. So if you're like really desperate, you're like, I can eat chips and like deal with it later. But like, imagine overdrafting your account for a $79 bondage kit.
Tequila?
No, it's vodka.
No, I was just chasing. I just didn't want to get vodka in her water. So I waterfalled it.
It's so like nice. 3 p.m.
Samara be drinking.
I've hung over. Hair in a doll.
I'm drinking right now because I have anxiety. On the way here, I had like road rage.
Samara, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You did. It was like turn left on Crenshaw, and you were like, "What the fuck am I supposed to do?"
I kept turning on the wrong streets. I made like 3 wrong turns.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of the street over there is really fucking confusing.
Well, also, it'll be like go straight, but then like straight is like 1, 2, 3. I'm like, and then there's also like 2 turns, and I'm like, what does that mean?
The intersections down here are fucking insane.
There's always like 18 people, and then like a fucking like fruit cart just like not moving in the middle of the street.
Some like homeless guy like screaming at the sky like.
Do you guys not remember what happened last night when we were in the Uber?
No.
When there was a man in the middle of the street slammed on his brakes and I like flew into the like thing and like hit both of my knees on the
Our Uber can't blame us for the hot dog getting anywhere. He had to slam on his brake.
Oh yeah, what the fuck was that hot dog?
It was
that video is so quick going, no, don't eat it!
Ask for me, Samara, no.
I just remember eating it was good, and that's it.
We were leaving, and I looked over at you, and I was like, do you still want to eat a hot dog? Because the whole time we were inside, me and you were like, fuck, it smells like grilled onions.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, do you want one still? And you were like, yeah. You just, like, walk over, and you're like, how much is it? You, like, really didn't want to do it, and then the Uber was like, you can't eat it in here, and you're like, oh,
No, no, he said, he was like, I don't want you to eat in here, but like, you can. And we're like, what does that mean?
That was like a big mistake.
We're like, so we yes or no?
2 seconds into being in the Uber, though, like, we didn't get it anywhere in the car, but like, you dropped like a grilled onion on me, and you spent like 5 minutes just like, slightly moving my arm. You were just like...
I don't remember.
Like, where is it? Where is it? I think you found it.
I was like, it did. You found it. Okay.
Yeah, you would you had one eye open. You're like, I gotta go home.
I was really impressed that you know when you need to go home.
I do that.
I don't know.
I do that every single time. The second I black out, I'm like, I'm calling an Uber.
Yeah.
And I go home. And I never remember doing it, but I wake up and I'm in bed.
No, listen.
I'm in bed. My teeth are brushed. My makeup's usually off. My sound machine is on. I don't remember any of it.
That party I went to before we all hung out, I was sitting on a couch. And there was another couch, like, across from it, and it was outside. And I'm, like, looking at this girl, and I'm like, she looks really fucked up. And the moment that thought passes through my mind, she just throws up on the couch. And then her friend grabs a Red Solo cup, and she starts just throwing up.
She's like, throw up in this.
That's so nice. That's drunk girl tactics. Like, fuck, what?
Yeah, no, she was literally this. Like,
she's like, throw up my drink.
This is my drink. Don't throw up on the seat. Well, everyone had to sign like
sloppy
waivers too, that were like, this is an NDA, this is like
isn't that the fine print?
She threw up on a couch.
You're like, I won't say who, but
like, wait,
what is like in an NDA usually? Like, is it like talking about it?
It's just don't fucking talk about it.
Just don't fucking talk about it.
Especially not on a podcast.
First rule. That's specific clause.
First rule of NDA, don't talk about NDAs. Second rule.
I had to sign one because I was on like the Kaplan twins were doing like a VH1 reality show, and I was one of the people that had to like pretend to be one of their friends at like a club in like NoHo, and it was so awkward. They just kept feeding us and giving us drinks, and I had to like take a shot with them and like laugh and be like, remember when
we did that thing that was so much fun.
They gave me like a character. Like, they're like, you're like a quirky DJ friend.
Quirky.
And I was like,
that's such a good way to say it.
Like, and you're gay.
And you're gay. And I'm like,
I was gonna say, that's a great way to say gay.
I'm like, this is gonna be a tough
you're
one.
You're the quirky friend with a quirk. Your sexuality is quirky.
Really unique.
I think I was wearing like really fucked up makeup too. Like, I don't know why. They probably like blurred me out. I think I was wearing like like blue eyeliner, like just a one eye or some shit like that. They were like, okay, you're like an artist. Or like
a quirky artist.
Hi,
Mo. Just being like, remember the time we, and I'm like, am I supposed to remember again?
What did we do?
They're like, we'll roll it again. I'm like, remember the time we went to your art opening? Cheers.
Remember the time we washed our hair together? It was so fun.
Wait, that sounds fun.
What if we all bathed together? And then sell the bathwater.
By the way, guys, we're in a tub right now. In case you're imagining us on a couch.
In the
straight
bath.
From the bath, baby. We're...
Come and see you live.
Wait, that's our tour when we finally go on tour. Like, we're just in a bathtub. We're like at like really shitty venues. We're like House of Blues, but in a bathtub, like full of water.
They did that on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Chloe was tour. Like, no,
oh yeah,
Chloe and
they recorded a podcast in a bathtub.
Yeah, Chloe and Scott were like in the bath. Yeah.
Chloe and Scott have a podcast.
I thought it was Chloe and Courtney.
No, they didn't.
No, it was Chloe and Scott because they had their podcast.
Yeah,
it was like, was it Courtney or Scott? It was so
she
similar.
She had a radio show to do that. I've seen every episode.
So similar. She's getting mixed up.
I love that show.
Same. I haven't watched it recently, I love reality
TV. It's on
Hulu
or something, right?
Bitch, I've seen all the episodes.
I'm out.
Yeah, you think I don't know what's on Hulu?
Every spinoff.
Oh, Life of Kylie, all
Courtney and Chloe
take Miami, go to Miami, oh yeah, God, New York, all of them. Every single
episode. Her.
I've only seen one.
They're so funny.
Yeah,
I've only seen one scene from Life of Kylie, and it's when Kris Jenner's like, Kylie, don't go to the swap meet and buy fake makeup. Make Jordan do it. They won't shoot
her. I've seen that one.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that one. Yeah.
They're like, she's a person of color.
No,
don't
so
make her
funny.
Do that.
It's so funny because it's like, imagine every dumb idea you had as a kid with your siblings that was like crazy, and you're like, this would be so funny if we did this, but they have the money to do all of them, and like they recreated fucking their parents' sex tape. They, like, bought wigs and, like, a vintage camera and all this shit. Like, as a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is all the shit, the dumb shit.
I mean, that one's weird.
I was gonna say, that's a weird thing.
Everybody would have done that if they were a kid.
My sister, like, we should recreate mom and dad's sex tape.
Okay, no, they're like, we
all just, like, stare at her, like,
I'm like, what did you want to do?
I've been dreaming about that my whole life. My parents fucking.
I want to build a rocket ship. And, like, if you're them, you're like,
let's just fucking do it.
Like, their parents are like, God, here's $20,000. Fuck off.
Just fucking build the rocket ship. Just stop fucking talking to me.
Stop fucking talking to me.
Oh my god.
Throwing a party at, like, a Motel 6.
My childhood fantasy.
Yeah, you know. What kids do.
What kind of weed is this? Are you an indica or sativa
that's
person?
That's not the weed.
She pours it out and it's just like e-pills. It's just tons of e-pills.
It's just ash.
This is straight.
It's literally just straight.
Is that what you ash into?
Yeah.
I know, but what kind of weed do you smoke?
Oh, this is an indica. I smoke whatever is on...
Available.
Bro.
Whatever's on special.
What kind of weed is that, bro?
It's given to me.
It's sativa, bro. It won't give you anxiety, bro.
No, sativa gives me anxiety. Yeah. I smoke indica.
I smoke hybrid.
So I'm scarred from smoking but sativa.
I'm scarred from weed in general. Because I only smoke it when I'm blacked out drunk.
Oh, yeah. God. Kind of same. I, like, never smoke weed.
Michael smokes with me when we're drunk and I make him.
Weed. Unless Dosis wants to send me the horny CBD pen, I will smoke weed every day.
Said directly into the microphone.
I will smoke every day. I will post about it on my Instagram story every day.
Every day.
Like, by the way, today's episode is brought to you by Dosis.
Please send it to me so I can give it to Blake.
Those are really fucking expensive. I looked it up online, and if you don't have, like, an influencer friend who's, like, going to the A-list and getting you one for free,
I love that you just stared me in my eyes. And stared me in my eyes.
Horny CBD pen.
If you don't have a friend who's on the A-list.
No, literally, they're, like, $100 for, like, 50
pounds. I didn't know there was an actual, like, store or whatever.
Yeah, I only know that because I watch, like, Carly
they're
Aaron
cheaper.
Vlogs, and they go, like, every day.
They're cheaper. The horny ones specifically?
The horny ones specifically is $100 for 50
pounds. I was going to say, you can buy, they're, like, $60 for
but if you use my code, just kidding. I'm, like, desperately trying to whore myself out for that.
Please. I want to whore myself out, but nobody will buy me.
This episode is sponsored by MeUndies.
MeUndies?
I'm wearing MeUndies right now.
Are you really?
No.
Imagine. That's, like, the funny. I feel like MeUndies is one of the funniest.
I don't think I know what that is. What is that?
It's just, like, it's an underwear. Yeah. It's, like, men's underwear.
That and the is ones it? Where they no, have to talk about recipes. Women's. And
what is,
like,
the underwear?
These, like,
the
wigger. Yeah, and there's, like, three white dudes, and they're like, this delicious butternut squash. And you're like, bro, you've been eating ramen every night for the past 3 weeks. Fuck you.
People literally do brand deals with, like, fucking HelloFresh and shit, and I know they just order, like, Sugarfin or, like, whatever every fucking day.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Wait, what's, like, the big, like, box of sushi that, like,
Sugarfish.
All the... Is that Sugarfish? Okay. Yeah. I know they just fucking order that every day and, like starve themselves and not fucking eat, like...
Exactly. You're like, mm.
My only meal for this week is just one big $60 sashimi box. That's so fucked up.
Mochi will join us, but only if she's protected by
only if we don't look.
Yeah,
her
Mochi,
in the face.
Mochi will sit right here and lick herself as long as we don't look at her.
As long as we don't look her in the fucking face.
She's so, like, her eyes are so creepy.
Yeah, she's scary.
Look at her. She has so many
secrets. She looks like she was, like, in ancient Egypt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like if I
feel like she's like an elderly man.
I don't like looking at her. She looks like.
I don't like
Blake
looking
doesn't like
at
any
her.
Cat.
I like cats. I have a cat.
Cats.
Coconut.
Well, you don't like my parents' cat.
Oh no, me? Zach is fucking gross.
That's,
sorry.
That's just untrue, but okay.
Okay, that is literally one of the cutest cats.
Zach?
Yeah, everyone agrees. Yeah.
Its name is
but Danielle,
Zach.
But Danielle said
which
the same thing.
That's
it's
fucking
hilarious.
My brother named because he's stupid. If you're listening, you're stupid.
No offense, but all my Twitter mutuals can't name a fucking cat to save their lives. Mochi's cute.
Okay, Blake's really good at cat names.
I'm good at cat names.
He named my roommate's cat Shampoo.
Shampoo, that's such a good name for a cat.
I'm like, you need to get another one named Conditioner.
That's a bad joke. Well, I hate
everyone
about
that. Said that, though.
When one of our friends, like, two of them. one of our friends, like, took Shampoo and was like, we're renaming it, and it seems like Shadow.
Yeah.
Or, like, something like...
Yeah, it's something stupid. I don't even remember.
They renamed Shampoo?
Yeah.
Dead to me.
Literally dead to me.
That was so funny, because whenever you guys would tweet about shampoo, I'd be like...
You'd be like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
Wait, you said you're good at naming cats. Example.
I have never had my own cat to name, but I just know that I am.
You just know you'd be good at it.
Yeah.
I think
so like, get
cat it's like a sixth
sense. Yeah. I think Zucchini's a good cat name.
I want to name a cat Kiwi.
I think Kiwi's a good cat name. I think Biscotti is a really good cat name.
That's what Danielle wants to name her hamster.
Danielle wants to name any animal, like...
Biscotti, or a little chihuahua.
That's really cute. Biscotti.
I think Fial Raven Cancun's a good name for a cat.
Sorry?
Just kidding. Imagine if I was like, this is my cat, Fial Raven Cancun. Fial
Raven Cancun.
By the way, if you want to get your own code, use code I'm passing away at checkout for 10% off.
Bro, I would.
Stick to ASPCA. Like sponsored by ASPCA.
BetterHelp is an app. Imagine, like that'd be the least likely thing that would ever like sponsor me. BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is apparently like a huge scam.
Yeah, I like heard that. Yeah.
What is
the
it?
Therapist app?
You pay like $37.50.
They don't do like background checks.
So you're just like talking to strangers.
So you're just talking to like a person.
Just go on fucking Omegle. Like if you have problems.
Dude, I'm gonna do that.
Oh my god, next time I'm suicidal, instead of calling a suicide hotline, I'm going on Omegle.
Video. Omegle video.
It's a guy jacking off and you're like,
yeah, just a guy jacking off.
I can't fucking do this anymore.
Friends on chat roulette when I was a freshman in college. I thought it was really fun. Like I would go.
Oh yeah.
Do you still have any of them like as friends today?
I'm friends with a few of them on Instagram. I followed some on Tumblr.
Look at her.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was. You look so weird.
Oh no.
She's so angular.
Yeah, I agree. There's like something she looks like, but I don't know what it is.
She looks like the cats off of Skyrim.
Yes, that I wanted to say like Gollum, but that's like mean. But like
no,
she has, like,
looks like Dobby.
A little yeah, bit.
She's, oh, yeah, Dobby.
Hair, so. Yeah, like she's missing hair. They put motor oil on her. She got mange.
Last straw, then I'll stop drinking.
Oh no, Samara. I know.
Terrifying.
First, I feel like we do too many drinking and driving jokes, but like.
I really don't. I don't like actually drink and drive.
Yeah. You're like winking just and no one can see it. It's
just
like,
no, just a little bit.
You're like, I don't really drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, by the way.
Unless you're really good at it.
Drinking and drive.
Unless you're good at it.
Sponsored by Mad.
I'm just kidding.
Unless you're good at it and you live in a city that's on a grid.
Texting and driving is only illegal if you're bad at it.
Which I'm Samara really is. Samara drives really and texts with both hands.
That does not surprise me at all.
Steer with your knee?
Yeah.
Dude, I was driving on the 405 the other day, and the guy in front of me had a seat all the way back, and he was driving his foot.
But it's so dirty.
I guarantee mine are worse. Wait.
Yeah.
Mine are
the first thing. The first thing I looked at this morning was Samara's big toe, and I was like, "What did we do last night? Why does it look like that?"
Oh, Blake and I ordered $35 worth of food and fell asleep instantly. Didn't get any of it.
Will you read what we ordered?
Yeah.
It's really fucked
Wait,
up.
It's not that fucked up. Wait,
you got something called scratch made chili. And at 4 a.m.
And it like,
oh,
it,
that sounds
it
was, Samara ordered like an $8 bowl of chili.
We got french fries, scratch made chili.
From a farmer.
Oh, Farmer Boys.
And a barbecue chicken ranch salad. But they brought
barbecue
it.
Salad? Ew.
I don't know. I was.
Wait, you guys know that YouTube video, Crazy
Me trying
Ray,
to be
when
healthy.
She's a kid, where she's like, my nails are inspired by the barbecue ranch chicken salad.
No.
Okay.
Who?
She's like a beauty YouTuber. Uh-oh. But there's like a video of her. She got like a sponsored video by Wendy's. And like, she's like, today my makeup look and my nails are inspired by the Wendy's barbecue ranch chicken salad. I think like the yellow and the green reminds me of like the
I'm
corn and the lettuce.
I'm about to get a mani-pedi, so I'm gonna like,
bring a
barbecue ranch chicken.
You're like,
I'm like, can you do it? Looks inspired by
They're like, what are you thinking? Are you thinking like the Ferrucci thing? Are you thinking like a little bit of like old English font? You're like, no. Wendy's barbecue ranch chicken salad.
Bring a fucking Doritos Locos Taco. Be like,
I'm like, yeah, can you make my nails look like this?
You're like,
what does that mean?
You're like, okay, I want
to. Like, just be
I'm
creative.
Like, no, just like crush it up and like put it in the acrylic powder.
Ew, it's like those gross, you know, those gross like velvet nails people used to do where they were like fuzzy. It's that.
Werewolf nails. Have you seen werewolf nails?
No.
Oh.
Or they're like furry. Ugh, that's so gross.
I
literally sat on Raya last night at the bar for so long and matched with so many people, and I woke up this morning with just messages, and I was like, I don't remember talking to anyone.
Oh my god.
Well, apparently, I'm not gonna say that being recorded.
Do you edit your
podcast? Yeah, a little bit.
Usually, no, you cut some.
Usually, I only edit when we accidentally press this button on the mic that says mute.
Every single time we've done it.
We've effectively done like every single time, and then I, in editing, I go, "Hey guys, it's Blake in editing. We did it again."
It's not on now though.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's on. Okay. You can like see the waves.
I tweeted last week like any suggestions like for a podcast, and someone's like, yeah, don't mute the microphone this time.
No, they said
every time.
They said tutorial on how to not mute the mic. Yeah.
We're like, sorry, we're stupid. Last time we were just really drunk, so
we were like sitting, just like playing.
We were just sitting. How did that happen?
We were like holding it and like passing it back and forth because we were like drinking.
We don't need to hold it.
Cutie. That's amazing.
Oh, wow. Gosh,
look at her tail.
You guys can't see it, but the cat looks really cute.
Just imagine.
Just imagine this picture of Mochi on her side and like kind of her back, and like her paws are up against her chest and her eyes are closed. Oh, and she's,
she's really cute.
Her eyes are little slits.
Yeah, I'll just link it.
I think it's funny to talk about stuff and do stuff that they can't see.
They can't see it.
Like we're saying like Uno live.
Yeah, like if we just played Uno, all you hear is like draw four. Fuck you.
You don't like even acknowledge the microphone is there.
My favorite part of playing Uno is when someone goes reverse and someone's like, wait, how does it work again? And they can't figure out reverse, which is like the easiest. That like effectively happens like
everyone
time.
Immediately figures what way you were going.
Do you do meetup?
Just the two of those in a row.
Wait, if you're gonna do a meetup, where would you do
that? That guy's gonna kill you.
Do you do a meetup for your underwear?
Do you wanna do a swap meet for your underwear?
You just have a laundry basket.
You have a laundry basket filled with my dirty panties.
And a sign that says $25.
I pass them out to old men.
You're like, I just do this. It's like a thing I do.
No, I'm like, it's free. It's like,
as a service to the community.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
Community service.
You get arrested and you have to do like court mandated community service, and it's just you handing out your panties.
Again.
And they're like, that counts.
I get arrested for passing out my panties.
for the community service. But it's this time it's court mandated.
Yeah.
God, the justice system is so fucked up.
Imagine court mandated like private Snapchat or something like that. Like the government's like, you have to generate more revenue, like you have to open up a private Snapchat.
I mean, I feel like dealing with the people that they deal with.
It feels like that.
Dad, you remember when I got into that huge fight with that guy on my private Snapchat? Because he was like, he was saving all my shit, and I was like, you can't save.
If someone saves something, do you just block them instantly?
No,
Or do you have to remake them every month? Like
I don't. I'm I keep everything. I put them by their names and put like the price next to it, and then if they unsubscribe, like I go through the entire list on Patreon, search their name, make sure they paid for the month.
Wait, so what happens if they save it? What do you do?
Huh?
What if they save
it? Oh,
it's a 3 strikes, you're out.
No, literally. It depends.
It depends on how,
on
like,
how much and, like, what they're saving and, like, blah, blah, blah. And if they've been rude to me in the past and, like, huh?
What if they're paying you a lot?
Well, if you pay the $50 a month, you can, like, screen record and stuff. Like, you're allowed to.
Wait, what about, tell them about that guy who you had, like, your thing on sale and he messaged you and you got in that huge argument with him.
Oh, yeah. No, it was the guy who messages, like, every girl on Twitter. He, like, went through and messaged, like, all my mutuals. It was so weird. But, so I posted a thing, and I was, like, $25 off. Or $20 off or something. Okay. And he's like, oh, I want to buy it for $20. And I was like, no, 20 off. And he was like, no, you said $20. And I screenshotted my own tweet, and I sent it to him, which is, like, I'm like, what?
Like, you shouldn't have to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, just read it. Like, just read. And then he was like, yeah, but $20, it's just $20. And I'm like, off! $20 off!
He was like,
and then we got into like a huge We got into like a huge fight. I don't even remember like what was said. And I was just like, I was like, fucking learn how to read. Like, just do it. Like, just go back to school.
Just do it.
Learn how to read. And then message me.
Wait, no. I was talking about the guy who you posted that thing about having a sale and he messaged you and you didn't get back to him for the next day. And he's like, well, I messaged you before. Like, I should still get it. And you were like, no.
Oh, yeah. I posted that. That was on Instagram.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bad business practice.
I felt bad at the end. Like, he was being really rude to me. But I felt bad at the end because he was like, I've actually been a fan of yours for a really long time, and like, this hurt my feelings that we just got into an argument. I was like, I'm sorry.
Do you ever like fight with them for like fun? Like, to like take aggression out?
No.
I like
Taylor is terrified, will not She does not like confrontation.
Okay. I would, like, just to take aggression out on, like, cis men, like, I would, like, do that.
I don't do confrontation so bad to the point to where yesterday, whenever that girl was, like, yelling in my ear about, like, me being a bad bitch and I thought she was saying bum bitch, I literally just, like, went to walk away. I was like,
You're like, I'm not a bum bitch.
I am not a bum bitch. I'm gonna walk away now.
Yeah. Every time I've ever been in an argument and Taylor's been there, she just is, like,
you just sit and don't
talk. Literally, because she's just not.
And you're like, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, your mom's a bitch. Yeah. It's, Your mom gets.
I literally had to wait. Okay, yesterday we were supposed to like drive here, and I had to wait for Samaya for 3 extra hours, and I kept checking her Twitter. And she tweeted, your mom gay. And I'm just like, where is she?
I'm busy.
We were literally just having that conversation. I was like, you know, did you ever have that friend where like they were like, oh, I'm coming to pick you up? And then like 2 hours later, you're like, where the fuck are they?
I'm not friend.
I'm not friend.
I'm honestly fine. We're not friends. Like, I'm totally fine. Like, what am I doing? Like, you know what I mean? My time's not that important. I have this, like, ongoing joke about I have this ongoing joke about my living situation. I say I'm the roommate who sleeps in a sleeping bag on the floor and every night and screams while they have sex. And I don't do either of those things, but I think that, like, encapsulates, like, how I'm living right now.
Mentally, like, not physically, but mentally.
I feel like
mentally, my brain is in a sleeping bag
on the floor every night, and I scream when I have sex. I, like, kind of just, like, as, like, a fun fantasy, I kind of want to live out, like, the roommate where I'm just, like, bad, and, like, I have really loud sex, and I just have, like, people over until my roommate's gonna listen to this and be like, you are.
You have really loud sex, apparently.
Yeah. I've been told.
I have really loud sex, except I just don't have sex at home. I have sex with my ex-boyfriend in this house. That doesn't count as sex.
Yeah, that's established.
Can we someone else that's over to the motel 6
court mandated sex with your ex-boyfriend.
I log those hours.
5 court mandated orgasms.
About this.
I let him come last time we had sex, okay? Like, I'm doing good.
I'm doing just a service.
I'm doing him a favor.
Doesn't deserve you.
He doesn't deserve
you. Queen.
I like how last night we had like a Twitter meetup and we were being just like crazy loud. Like,
story, I was like, they should have kicked us out right then.
Literally.
They should have kicked ourselves. Wait,
I kept saying, what are they gonna do? Yeah, I was like, what are they gonna do? Evict you twice.
Two of them. Do you hear my bird?
Yeah, it was like screaming.
She is having some, like,
she's having an anxiety.
Yeah,
I don't get what's happening.
You just need to let.
it's like beautiful chirping.
You need to let Mochi just.
No.
Eat her.
I need to take her outside.
I wonder if they have a narrative, like, while you guys aren't here. Like, if Mochi and the bird have a relationship.
Oh, for sure.
I'll be laying here, and Mochi will, like, kind of forget that I'm on the couch, and she'll just run from the back of the house all the way to the front and just into the cage. Like, just force, like, throw her body into the cage.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't do that when I'm here. The bird just freaks out.
What's the bird's name?
Trixie.
Trixie Mattel.
The bird, not the
Trixie reminds me of Fairly Odd Parents, Trixie Tang. She's like, tell me I'm ready!
Wait, why?
Oh, that
Trixie Tang.
That reminded me of two.
I just remember
two
that.
Two of them.
I'm scared.
Trixie Tang. I don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ.
She's like, tell me I'm pretty.
Yeah,
that's what she says.
I'm her.
She is me.
Yeah.
Two of them.
I feel like last night, like, I was, like, I thought I wasn't that drunk, and then when I woke up, all I tweeted about was fucking broccoli poodle. Like, the entire night, that fucking broccoli poodle was, like, anyone looked at me, I was, like...
Yeah,
morning, we woke up, like, I'm, like, we were laughing at that already.
No, last night, we were sitting at the bar, and I made a joke about how my period was late, and I was, like, whose baby is it anyways? And you were, like,
broccoli
poodle. And you turned your phone around, and you were just looking at a picture of broccoli poodle.
Blake's like alone, like staring at just like one thing.
I took a picture of you. I took a picture of you just staring at one broccoli poodle.
literally. First of all, shout out iPhone XR because now my phone lasts 3 days long, and so now I can like instead of interacting with people,
add iPhone XR.
The iPhone extended
for 10% off your iPhone XR.
It just the battery lasts like so fucking long, so now I don't have to interact with people. I can just laugh at the same joke at bars until 4 a.m.
That's so beautiful.
I know. When I had an iPhone 6S, I mean that's true. When I had an iPhone 6S, it would die in 10 minutes. Then I have to like interact with people.
Is it really called XR?
Yeah, it is. But I don't think it stands for extended release.
Like Adderall. It stands for recycled. X recycled. Because they use recycled parts for it.
Oh, really?
Wow, that's yeah. So woke.
Do you work at the Apple store?
This is actually... I'm actually Steve Jobs.
Actually, we're inside. I couldn't afford a laptop, so we're actually in.
We're just recording at an Apple store.
The police are being called.
Yeah. Lily actually does work here.
She actually has her bong at the Apple store.
We just bring your bong to work today.
We hear her being like, do you have an appointment? Okay, no, you're gonna have to wait.
It's LA.
Bring your bong like to brunch. You're like, it's LA.
I mean, that's it's true. I had a friend who like lives here to visit me in Arizona, and we went to a bar and they checked their bag, and it had like two pieces, like three different kinds of weed, like weed gummies, some like a little bag of shroom.
Me at the airport.
And they're like, you can't bring this in.
There's an Italian restaurant here that's BYOB. What if you just bring your bong?
Bring your own bong? You're like, that's what I thought you meant.
You're like, no, it's BYOB.
Like, you never specified.
Yeah, you don't specify the last beep.
Bring your own bird.
You guys go in there holding hands, bring your own best friend. They're like, get out.
Bring your own
only bath. One.
Fuck you.
Two of them.
Bring your own bath water.
Fuck. Anyways, after this podcast is done, we will be bottling the bath water.
We're trying to capitalize. We're feeling really topical right now.
If I bottled my piss, would people buy it?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they would.
It's honestly, like, they would, though.
Should I eat, like, a lot of asparagus?
There's that girl.
You see me?
And, like, don't drink any water. Like,
you have to be special.
I'm drinking alcohol. Yeah, no. I'm gonna drink no water, only alcohol, and eat fully asparagus just for a week.
You say that, and you look over, and I'm moving $55 from my checkings to my savings.
You look over and I'm saving money.
honestly,
you look over and I'm being really responsible.
Honestly, I don't.
You look over and I'm starting 401k.
This is so fucked up. I don't have a savings account, by the way.
I don't even find stocks.
I don't even have a bank account. I'm investing my money.
You look up and I'm buying Bitcoin. Bitcoin. You look up and I have $300,000 in Bitcoin.
Wait, I have Bitcoin. Let's check it.
That's actually smart.
I mean, not anymore. Is it still smart?
It's going up again, apparently. Allegedly.
Do you remember like when the boom happened and everyone's trading dollars on?
Oh, yeah. No, I put $13 in.
Hell yeah. Is that on Cash App?
Yeah, you can do it on Cash App.
Do you know what Link is? Isn't that another crypto Link?
Every single time I get... Yeah, it is.
Okay, people have been talking about that.
Every single time I get... I think. I'm acting like I know. I don't know shit.
I have like six Dogecoins.
Like, I don't know what it is, but I have Bitcoin.
No, what happens is every single time I get drunk, I'm like, it would be really funny if I buy like $1 of Bitcoin right now. And then I put like $13 in it or something.
It's kind of like gambling casino. You're like, why not?
Speaking of which, I've been in gambling now. First time ever I've been into gambling.
Blake's really good at gambling. I suck. I've never won money. But
I don't drink is the thing. If I gamble, I don't drink.
Oh, I'm just there drunk as hell losing money and my ones won't fit into the machine.
In fact, the only way I could afford to come here
is like buying. Like, I was trying to iron my dollar bills the other day.
Yeah.
Because I was going to an arcade.
We were like going this like on the machine and they wouldn't take any of my ones. And I was like, fuck gambling. I don't even want to do this.
This is fine. Yeah. Me and my mom went to Vegas and we put $20 in a slot machine and won 40, and then we played it and then we lost all of it and we were like, fuck this, and we stopped trying.
I was like 80 up and I was so tempted to like put it all on black or like
just right. How much did you win? I won
like $85.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. I lost like $22.
My trick is if you see any machine that has like a crustacean as its like character, like those are always really lucky for me.
Crustacean?
So like
crustacean?
Yeah, like Lobster Mania 2 or like
Who uses the word crustacean, you fucking weirdo?
a water insect. I don't know. Anyway, like Lobster Mania 2, Lobster Mania 3, Lobster Mania, the original.
So basically just Lobster Mania.
No, yeah. There's also one called Crap. There's also one called Crap like Poker or something. Like, and that lobster one's
or if it has a lobster.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you hear this?
That's... I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
You just hear like...
She's so angry. Wait, can you hear it on the thing? I remember.
We'll see.
No, that's you talking. Wait.
She just gets mad when we start... She hates me!
Special guest Trixie the bird.
Should and I bring her out here and let her scream into the thing? For yeah.
Angry.
You might get really quiet.
Angry bird ASMR.
Angry bird.
Oh, I like
singular angry bird.
Speaking of which, if you're looking for an app to spend time, try out Angry Birds.
Y'all seen that movie?
Charlie XCX is in the first one, and David Dobrik's in the second one. Angry Birds is a mess.
Zendaya is Michi.
Oh,
aw, cutie.
Oh my god, what's
she's
it doing?
She's a fucking weirdo.
Ew, there's a feather on my mic.
Ew.
Oh, sorry, our anyway, mic.
Trixie's here. She says hi.
She's bird flu.
She has bird flu. She's diseased.
It's a boy.
He's diseased.
She's gender neutral. We use all pronouns.
Did you think it was a boy at first, or?
We knew it was a boy because like his beak is purple.
We knew, but we don't like men in this house, so we regendered.
In this house.
In this house, we're all girls.
I think Trixie's a really good name for it. As someone Trixie. Who's a self-proclaimed genius at naming things.
What is the thing on its foot?
It's like a tag in case it gets out, right?
In case it gets away.
So what happens if it gets away?
Someone can try to catch it.
I think a good name for a bird is tiramisu. Is that fucked up?
Maybe
I was thinking about getting another one and naming it Katya.
I mean, that's cute.
I think you just like naming animals nouns.
No, like you like naming them food.
It's like, it's food or stuff you can find in, like, a bathroom. Like, that's the two, like, best.
Toilet. Shit. God, my brand.
Mold.
Tampon.
Tampon and used tampon.
Blood.
Is this bloody and tampon?
Dude, we're being gross.
Shit you can find in a bathroom. Diseases,
she
mold.
She was talking. I think she was just lonely.
She just wanted to say hi.
I scream when I'm lonely too.
I think she doesn't like me.
I don't think she likes you either.
Can birds like?
Do birds have feelings?
Do birds have brain?
Bird brain.
You remember that video of Trisha Paytas where she's like, do dogs have brains?
That's what I was referencing. Literally what I was referencing.
That's so funny. Wait, I was gonna say something about Trisha earlier. Oh, I signed up for her Patreon for 1 month.
Uh-huh.
Like, I got her, like, private Snap and everything just so I could, like, see it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you don't pay for it, she, like, switches it out. She makes a new Snap every month.
A lot of people do that.
Is that, like, normal?
Why do they do that?
Just to, like, if anyone, like, doesn't pay, like, knocks people off. Like, she sends out the new one every month or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow, Taylor, you're just so, like, you're just so close with your, like... Your like Patreons and your subscribers.
Oh
you just
gosh.
Have
well,
such
a
good
is,
relationship.
Like,
it's
so
a good bond.
So you can't
like,
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I used to do it and then it just became too much work.
I was gonna say, you're like organized about it though.
Yeah. So okay. This is super random.
They're natural.
That I even like thought of this, but have you heard of the theory that like during the Salem witch trials there was like some thing
like
that
parasite?
The water? Yeah.
Like controlling
something
them
like
and
that?
Stuff? I watched.
Not controlling them, but.
Like, influencing their thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like I watched an anime that was based on that one, so, like, that was really interesting to me.
That's
but, yeah,
good.
I have heard
that's
that.
That's a very good sentence. I watched an anime that was based on that.
I know.
What anime? Because I
kind of watched
it.
Higurashi no Naku Koro ni.
Are you guys a bunch of weebs?
It's like a gore. It's like a kind of a gory.
I have an anime tattoo.
What is it?
I have Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I
have an EDM tattoo.
Is that... That's an anime show?
Yeah.
Yeah, Neon Genesis. Yeah.
What?
Everyone just tweets about it all the time. I have no idea.
It's
because
they just put it on Netflix.
Yeah, it just came out on Netflix. It's like the first anime that made like original stories.
Yeah,
It's not based off of manga.
That makes sense. The guy that
likes
it, and he's a weeb.
It's really.
But I heard Netflix fucked it up, right?
They didn't get the rights to Fly Me to the Moon. And it's redubbed.
Yeah, they.
But I don't watch it.
They also translated the subtitles they're using incorrectly. They translated them too literally, so it erased like a queer like love story. That's like part
of it.
Or like queer implications.
I haven't watched past like episode 6.
I've seen people tweeting about the dubs and the subtitles are bad.
Yeah, the subtitles are like this is what I heard. I've never seen. My mom watched Neon Genesis, yeah, when I was, like, younger. And she collected, like, the little, like, UCC coffee cans. Because, like, that's, like, in the anime or whatever. But, yeah, I heard that they, like erased a queer, like, implication because they translated something, like, very, very literally when it wasn't supposed to be translated that way.
Wow, canceled.
But, I don't know. I should watch it. As a 24-year-old adult who sleeps
just watch it online.
I should, oh, yeah.
Online.
On kissanime.net.
Yes, literally.
That's like the best.
I rewatched it like a year or two ago.
Actually, look, we should probably wrap this up. Do we have any shout outs or anything?
Shout out this pussy.
Shout out this pussy.
Shout out to my Patreon. Go subscribe to it.
Yeah, actually, you guys can plug yourselves for sure.
Yeah, you guys can talk about yourselves.
I mean, neither of you guys really need
it. You're like Venmo, Cash App.
Yeah, just list them all.
Go. All my, my Twitter's be nice to me. All my payment things are Lind Loser.
There you go.
Lind Loser?
Yes.
There you go. Okay, well, thank you, Lindley. Taylor, anything you need to plug?
My Twitter is Taylor.
Okay, there we go. Well, thank you guys for listening. This was so organized and good, just like the last one.
Shout out to the three people that listened to this. We love you.
Anyone who saw my tweet who that was like, whose baby is it anyways? I'm getting period cramps and I'm about to start period and not pregnant.
So, if my mom's listening,
like, this is the only place I'm making this announcement. Yeah, this is a really obscure podcast that nobody listens to.
I'm not making this announcement anywhere else. I know that any of the men that I've had sex with recently will not be saying this.
They all listen to it and they go,
they just see the tweet.
They're 42 minutes into like on the Apple podcast. They're like, I've been waiting to find out if they talk about it or not. I'm so glad they did.
On this random podcast, we're not talking about anything. They're like, she'll talk about it soon. She has to.
She has to.
Okay.
She has to.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna end this. Thank you so much for listening. Bye, everybody. Thank you for being on, Lindley and Taylor.
Thanks for having us. Fuck you.
Fuck you guys. You guys fucking suck.